This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Kenosha Police Union is giving its version of the Jacob Blake shooting, AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
The Kenosha, Wisconsin Police Union has issued a statement detailing what officers say occurred in the moments leading up to the shooting of Jacob Blake last Sunday. According to Brendan Matthews, an attorney for the Kenosha Professional Police Association, officers were responding to a complaint that Blake was attempting to steal the caller's keys and vehicle. After seeing Blake had a knife, officers made multiple requests for him to drop it, but he did not. Two separate tasers failed to incapacitate Blake. As Blake opened the driver's door of the SUV, Kenosha Police Officer Rustin Chesky pulled on Blake's shirt and then opened fire. I'm Mike Gracia.
The incident again has sparked outrage and protest in Wisconsin, where there has been violence on a number of occasions. The 57th anniversary of the March in Washington, thousands have again gathered at the Lincoln Memorial, capping a week of the outrage over another police shooting of a black man. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
We're tired!
The speakers included families of victims, like Jacob Blake's father, who says America has two systems of justice.
The black system ain't doing so well.
George Floyd's brother says the nation demands change, and it's coming.
It's happening right now.
For Breonna Taylor's mom, though, change will come Election Day.
We have to stand together. We have to vote.
Decades after his dad led the original March on Washington, Martin Luther King III called on all Americans to do their part. Peacefully.
I ask you to pledge, as my father and John Lewis did, to get into good trouble.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And the once fearsome Hurricane Laura is now a tropical depression, but it's still unleashing heavy rain and tornadoes, and possible over the Tennessee River.